Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, guys. So I'm going to cover something in this video that is kind of driving me bonkers. On YouTube, of course, we have a lot of people who give advice. And of course, I am one of them, as many people are. But the realities of opening a business, and more specifically, a business that is food related, the notion that you can open a food business with no money, as many of the titles on so many videos state, is absolute nonsense. And I'm going to break down the reason why these videos drive me crazy, because they misinform and mislead people into thinking, number one, you could open any business, but more specifically, like cafes, restaurants, online food businesses. You can start an Amazon FBA business selling food and food products absolutely with zero money, and we're going to explain to you why. But then you watch the video, and none of that information is about how to do it with zero money. So if you're creating content and you're telling people that you can actually open a food business with no money, then the content of that video needs to be about literally having zero money in your pocket and starting a business, which is absolutely insane. There is no business on the face of the earth that is food related that is $0 to do it. I can speak on this because I am a food entrepreneur and I've been doing this for 12 years. I have dumped a ton of money into my business to get it to where it is today. And with 6 e-commerce businesses, it constantly takes money coming in and going out. So the point of this video is that I don't want to try to come across in a negative way. I've always tried to keep my videos super positive and give you guys hope and excitement about what you do. And actually, that's what this video is about. But it's going to be the truth about having to create a food business. So if you're asking a question, how can I start a food business with no money? Number one, you need to define what is a food business. That is very vague to begin with. If you're starting a restaurant, that's vague as well, because there is a multitude of restaurant models, restaurant business models, different types of restaurants serving different foods. If it's a ghost kitchen, if it is a eat-in dining kitchen, whatever it may be, I've worked in restaurants. When I was in high school, my first job was actually bussing tables before it became everything else that I was doing in a restaurant. But I started off at the age of 14, and I know that the business didn't start with no money. So please do yourself a favor. Any video that tells you you can start a food business of any kind with no money, turn it off, because it is completely misleading. All right, and I'm going to go through the list of the things that many of these videos talk about, and how you can open a restaurant with no money, how you can open an Amazon FBA business with no money. Number one, some of the videos say that you can use crowdfunding. I'm very familiar with Kickstarter. I actually used Kickstarter when I started my candy business. But guess what? I had started my candy business before I went to crowdfunding sites such as Kickstarter to get money on a proven concept or something that I've already begun to sell. Guess what? You can't sell something like that without putting money in it. Okay, you cannot simply come up with an idea in your kitchen and put it in a bag and label it and create a crowdfunding Kickstarter program and think that that campaign is gonna raise you money because you're holding a bag with no proven concept, with no money invested. Nonsense. Next one up, you can use a kitchen incubator to start a free restaurant. You don't need money to start a restaurant, guys. Here's a great way to do it. Use a kitchen incubator. Hello, kitchen incubators cost money. You cannot start in a kitchen incubator. I know exactly what a kitchen incubator is. You cannot start there for free. Nothing is for free there. So starting a food business with no money, it irks me like to no end that my subscribers, I give them information about how to start food businesses and the reality of starting new food businesses and the things that I've experienced and gone through. So these videos that claim this is absolute hogwash. It's nonsense. Next up, borrowing money from your friends and family. Now that sounds like a great idea. But when you go to pitch this product and you have sold nothing because you've done nothing with it, how many people do you think are going to invest any money in a product that is not even made? And if you're going to make it, then guess what? You're using money. Again, hello. You're using money to create a product and to create something that you're going to show these people to invest in. If it's a friend, guess what? The friend wants to know what it is. Is it packaged? Where are you selling it? Well, if you've already got any type of sales history on Amazon, on your own Shopify store, if you're selling a product online, if you're selling it locally through Cottage Food, you've already invested money. So going back to the beginning, how can I start a food business with no money? You can't. You cannot start any food business with no money. Now, are there varying levels of investment? Yes, there is. Of course there is. If you're starting small and you're in your home under Cottage Food, it's going to be a lot less of an investment. It's going to be a low investment type of business. If you're doing something somewhere else, though, if you're trying to start a restaurant with no money, that's so ridiculous. You cannot start any type of business like that. It is extremely expensive. Okay. When I started my Italian bakery, for instance, it cost me thousands. We did nearly probably 50 or 60 grand putting into that small. And it was small. It was literally 500 square feet. I'm not kidding you. It was about the size of my office here. Okay. Very small. It was just a pickup kind of bakery. We made stuff. We had some products, very tiny. But I dumped like 50 grand into that. Okay. So again, not a free type of business. You cannot start a food business with no money. You know, next one up is you open an online business. If you happen to be selling products online and you want to say that you're going to start a food business online with no money, that's nonsense too. Why? Because you got to have a website with hosting, which is about $30 to $40 a month. You got to have your internet connection for you to access the internet, whatever you're paying for your internet. Again, that's not free either. So even starting a home-based food business, not even getting into the realm of restaurants, fast food, a food truck, or some type of cottage food business, all of that costs money, okay? To varying degrees, you're going to have to invest money. There is zero food businesses that I have ever consulted to the 400 plus clients that I've done consultations with saying that they're actually opening a business, but Damien, I'm doing it for free. I mean, really? That's nonsense, nonsense. So if you're watching any videos or reading any blogs that say you can randomly open up a food business with no money, just go to Kickstarter and ask everybody for free money with an unproven concept. I haven't sold the product yet, but give me money, please. I'm raising $100,000. Hey, I want to borrow money from my Uncle Tom and Aunt Sydney. Cindy. Yeah, well, how much? Oh, $100,000. Well, what is your product? Well, I haven't made it yet because I haven't spent any money because I saw a video that said you can start a food business with no money. So I haven't bought any bags, products, packaging, labeling, logos, branding, haven't opened a website yet, but can you give me some money? Do yourself a favor. Again, this is probably one of the things that, one of those videos that I've had that I've wanted to do for quite some time is stop watching these videos, specifically when they're telling you that you can magically just get money from the clouds in the sky without any proven concept, or you can rent a kitchen incubator to start a restaurant, or a ghost kitchen that you can just randomly start. That is hogwash. Please do yourself a favor. Don't pay attention to nonsense. Use your common sense. Every single business costs some money to start. At varying degrees, it could be any potentially, it could be only a couple hundred bucks. If you start something that's in a cottage food setting that's at home, like I just did a video recently about that, low investment, yes, you can even do that as well, but you're still gonna need to pay for possible permits or inspections or food safety courses. So that costs money, people. Understand that. Nothing can be opened with no money. Any video that tells you otherwise, then they have no idea what they're talking about. You need to open a business. You got to have funds. You may not need $1 million, but it's going to cost you some money. Okay. So keep that in mind. Don't stop pursuing a goal or a dream. I'm not telling you that, but just use your head and be, you know, common sense. You need some certain amount of money. So if you don't have it, that's okay. You can definitely save up and, you know, as you gradually increase what you've got available to buy the permits you need, to buy the packaging, the logo, wherever it is that you are in your process, save up the money to do it. But stop paying attention to information that's completely misleading and absolutely false. You cannot open a food business with no money. So that's my single little rant. I wanted to let you guys know, at least my subscribers, and if you're new to this channel and your first time you're watching a video, check out the rest of my other videos. I give you practical, actual experience and knowledge on what I do every single day. My business is right on the outside of this office, and I still run 6 e-commerce businesses day in and day out on Amazon, eBay, and Etsy, and my own store. and I also run a consulting business teaching people the realities of food business. Yes, I encourage everybody, if your goal is to have a food business, you can do it. I will lay out a plan and tell you exactly how you need to do it and the steps to get there. But at the end of the day, it's not free. It never has been free. Opening a small business is not free. Nothing is free. So please get that kind of in your mind, and I'll see you guys on our next video.